I haven't had the chance to meet you. My name is Jason Hood. I get the privilege of serving as pastor here at Three Trees Campbellsville. And as pastor said, I get the opportunity to share with you this morning just exactly how I believe how the Lord wants to use us here at Three Trees Church and even beyond. And so I want you to look at your neighbor this morning. I want you to make this moment Three Trees official and let them know you are in the right place at the right time. Come on, look at somebody else, the one that you didn't want to talk to, and tell them, I'm glad you're in church. Amen, amen. And let's go ahead and let's welcome all of our family, the young men and women at the Adair Regional Youth Detention Center. Man, we love you guys. We appreciate you. We believe in you. Come on, give them a round of applause for those guys and gals. We're glad you're with us this morning. Amen, amen. So this morning, I want to take just a few minutes, and I want to talk to you about leaving a legacy of time, talent, and treasure. And maybe you have been a part of Three Trees Church for quite some time, and maybe you are familiar with that terminology, time, talent, treasure, but maybe you're here, maybe this is your first time, and or maybe you've been here a few times and you're not very familiar with that terminology. However, we believe that Christmas is a great time to be reminded of how we can truly live a life that's all about giving. Church, I want you to pray with me before we dive into this word. Father, we thank you so much for your presence that is in this room. God, we thank you that you have blessed us so that we can be a blessing. You have given to us so, God, we can give. We thank you for the opportunities that we get to find needs and meet needs to be your hands and your feet. And so, Father, we just welcome your presence here and now. And I pray that even through the foolishness of preaching, God, that we will all be made more like you, Jesus. We welcome you here. We welcome you now in Jesus' mighty holy name. This church said, amen and amen. Man, I'm sure that many of you are like me, and you have probably asked the question before, God, how can you use me? Or God, how can I leave a legacy? If you are in this room and you have ever asked one of those questions, God, how can you use me? Or how can I use a legacy? I just want you to lift your hand in the air. Have you ever asked that question? God, how can you use me? How can I leave a legacy? Listen, I want to do my best this morning to try to help us today to answer those questions. And I believe that we can first look at the words of Jesus that is found in Luke 6, 38. And this is the words of Jesus. I need you to tell your neighbor, Jesus said it. He said, give and it will be given to you. In fact, let's go ahead and read that first line of that scripture together. Ready, begin. Give and it will be given to you. It says, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. We all know that this verse is given in a context of judgment and even forgiveness. But I also believe that this verse has become what it seems to be a spiritual law to many aspects of our life. Give, and it will be given to you. What that means is that anything you give what? Anything. Anything you give, I believe that it will be given to you. I believe that if you give forgiveness, you will receive forgiveness. I believe that if you give grace, you are going to receive grace. I believe that if you are praying for others, then other people is going to be praying for you. I believe that if you are praying healing for other people, I believe that you have a greater chance and opportunity to experience healing in your life. I believe that if you're praying just blessings over other people, I believe that you are going to receive the blessings of God. Give, and it will be given unto you. Anything you give, anything you give, it will be given back to you. You know, I believe there was even a moment in my life where I felt like the Lord was even encouraging me to become more intentional about the prayers that I was praying for other people, simply for the fact that he was trying to let me know that what I give will be given back to me, even through an avenue of prayer. And as we begin to look at living a life of giving, I believe that when you live a life of giving in every aspect of your life, not just finances, but you live a life of giving in every aspect of your life, I believe that it changes everything. Everything begins to change. Everything begins to shift. And I believe that when you give, I believe that you begin to leave a legacy. And what a legacy that you can leave. The question is, when we leave a legacy, what kind of legacy will you leave? You know, we are going to leave a legacy. We're all going to leave a legacy. Whether we want to or not, we are going to leave one. So the question is, what kind of legacy will you leave? What kind of legacy will you leave? Will you leave the kind of legacy where people can say that they lived a life that was all about loving God? Will you leave a legacy that was all about loving people? Will you leave a legacy of prayer? Will you leave a legacy of giving? Will you leave a legacy of having a relationship with the Word of God and studying His Word? Will you leave a legacy of worshiping God every opportunity that you got? Will you leave a legacy of showing honor to people, showing love to people? Will you leave a legacy of hospitality? Will you leave a legacy of being an encourager and bringing joy into every situation and every circumstance that you are a part of? Or will you leave a legacy where people might say, well, he only cared about himself, or she only cared about herself? Will you leave a legacy that says, well, he only worked all the time. She worked all the time. All they cared about was work, work, work. Man, they were just always trying to gain possessions. They were just always trying to better themselves. They only cared about their position in life. Oh, he wasn't a family man, or she wasn't a family woman. Will you leave a legacy where people say, well, he was just all about pleasure, or they just never wanted to grow up, just never wanted to grow up? What kind of legacy will you leave? You see, the answer lies in the choices that we make today and the choices that we make tomorrow and every day that follows. I want you to imagine for just a moment if you only had 6 months left to live. 6 months left to live. I want you to ask yourself, if you had 6 months left to live, what would you do differently and what would you change than what you do now? If you only had 6 months left to live, what would you change and do differently than what you do now? You see, last time that I checked, is that we all have 100% chance of death. We all have 100% chance. Listen, I'm just here to be an encouragement this morning and to be a blessing to you. We all have a 100% chance of death. But if you only had 6 months left to live, what would you do? What would you change? Listen, life is precious, and there is a finish line, and you leave nothing to this world but legacy. But what kind of legacy will you leave? In fact, James 4:14 teaches us, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. And then vanishes. Listen, if we all want to be used by God and we all want to leave a legacy, I believe that there are three ways that God can begin to use us for His glory and His kingdom. I believe there's three ways that He can use us: through a life of giving, and that is through giving of our time. The time that you give, that is through our talents, your gifting, and your ability to serve, and then our treasure. Financially giving, sowing into God, sowing into His church, sowing into His kingdom, so that ministry can go forth. Three ways that God can begin to use. We've all asked the question, God, how can you use me? God, how can I leave a legacy? I believe it comes through time, it comes through talent, and it comes through treasure. And I want to talk to you this morning about time, the time that you give. You know, many people spell love T-I-M-E. Many people spell love T-I-M-E. The time that you give them, the time that you invest in them, the time that you spend talking and listening to them. What about the time that you spend giving to God, that you're serving Him, loving Him, and even serving His church, serving His people? The time that you give. Many of us can often say, well, I don't have time. Well, I don't have time to serve. I don't have time to plug in and connect. Well, if you don't have time now, how will you ever have time? How will you ever have time if you don't have time right now? You see, the truth of the matter is that nobody has time. You have to make time. But if we always say, I just don't ever have time, it's probably never going to work, because then you fall subject to what I like to call the when-then syndrome. Well, when I graduate high school, maybe then I will serve. Well, then maybe when I graduate college, maybe when I get a promotion, maybe after I have kids, maybe after I'm married, maybe after I get a promotion, maybe after I get all of these things right in my life, and just maybe when, maybe when, maybe when. And we just fall subject to the when-then syndrome by saying, I don't have time. You know, Psalms 90:12 teaches us about the importance of time. It says this: teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Listen, our time is valuable. Our time is important because our time has been given to us so that it can be given. And if you don't schedule your time, somebody else is going to schedule it for you. You don't schedule your time, somebody else is going to schedule it for you. But the question is, are you generous with your time? Are you generous with your time by serving God, by serving His kingdom, by serving His church, by serving others? Are you generous with your time? Well, I just don't think that serving the church is for everybody. I just don't think that everybody is called to serve the church. Listen, you were found to find, and you were saved by the grace of Jesus Christ to serve others. Are you generous with your time? Listen, when you choose not to give of your time through serving others, I believe two things begin to happen. You cheat others out of blessings that you can give them, and then you cheat yourself out of blessings that others can give you, all because you don't give of your time. Listen, if you have ever asked God, how can you use me? I'm here to let you know that God can use you through the avenue of your time. Tell your neighbor that God can use you. God can use you. He can use you through the time that you have, and God can also use you through the talents that you have. The talents that you have. That is the giftings, and that is the ability that God has blessed you with, the gifting that you have to serve. Listen, we all have gifting, and we all have talent. We all have special abilities. We all have special knowledge. Maybe you are a friendly person. Maybe you like to make others feel welcome. Hey, God can use you. Maybe you are a hospitable person, and you like to make others feel welcome. You like to make them feel at home. Listen, God can use you. Maybe you are a team builder, and God has placed you in certain scenarios to be a leader and to set an example and to have influence with others. God can use you. Maybe you are an organized person. You like everything to be nice and neat and decent and in order because you like to make things look good. You like to make places feel good. Listen, God can use you. You know, when it comes to talents, it reminds me of the parable that is found in Matthew 25:18. It says this: but the man who had received one bag, he went off, he dug a hole in the ground, and he hid his master's money. He dug a hole in the ground, and he hid it. You know, there are so many people that take their talents, they take their giftings, they take their abilities, and they just bury it. They dig a hole, they hide it, so that nobody else knows, and it can't even be used. So many people bury their talent. Listen, I'm here to let you know today that if you've ever asked the question, God, how can you use me, or how can I be used, and how can I leave a legacy? Listen, don't hide your talent in a hole. Make yourself available so that your talent can be used for Jesus Christ and that you can serve His kingdom. Make your talent available. Jesus even said in Matthew 6:33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Seek you first His kingdom, His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, when I was first getting into ministry, you know, I did not know how to get from point A to point B. I did not know how God was going to use me. I did not know how it was all going to unfold. But one thing I knew was that I needed to give of my time. I needed to give of my talent so that I was serving his kingdom, that I was seeking first his kingdom, his righteousness, and then one thing began to add to another. And all of a sudden, my life began to unfold, and God began to bless me just as his word says. As I sought him first, I sought his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things he began to add to my life, all because I made a decision to seek first. Make your talent available to God so that he can begin to use you for his glory and his kingdom. Why? It's very simple. Because everyone needs Jesus. Listen, the way we do things here at Three Trees Church, we have made a decision to be a people that give of our time, to give of our talent, and give of our treasure, because everyone needs Jesus. I need you to encourage your neighbor, tell them to give of your time. Come on, tell your other neighbor, give of your talent. And then we give of our treasure. We give of our treasure. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I heard an amazing quote. It says, "If you are not financially supporting kingdom work, you are not laying up treasures in heaven." I'm going to read that again. If you are not financially supporting kingdom work, you are not laying up treasure in heaven. Listen, what we do with our money reveals who we serve. What we do with our money reveals who we serve. And God knows that if he has our pocketbook and he has our finances, he knows he has our heart. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. As the worship team comes to the music, you know, I have learned the promises of God even in my life. And I believe Philippians 4:19, where God says in his word, "And my God will supply every need." Tell your neighbor, every need. "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Listen, even as a young man, even as a teenager, when I first got a part-time job, I'm so thankful that I was raised in a home where my family taught me the importance and the principles of not just giving, but even of tithing, and giving 10% of every increase that I'm given by giving it to God and his kingdom, just as God commanded us to do. And I've always discovered that all of my needs have been met, that he's taken care of me every step of the way. Even as Ryan and I was married and a young couple and we didn't have a lot, we had very little, we made a decision that, you know what? We're going to give our treasure. We're going to pay tithes. We're going to give tithes back to God, 10% of all of our increase. And we are going to even give above and beyond that. Does that mean when you begin to give that everything's going to be perfect? No, it probably won't. Does that mean that your car won't break down? It's probably going to break down. Does that mean you won't have issues going on in your house and need to have repairs? You're probably going to have some repairs. Life is going to happen. Does that mean that your kids are going to get in crazy situations and you may even have to bail them out of jail? I'm just kidding. But life happens. But God says, "I will supply every need, every need." And as my wife and I, we have lived out that example in our life, and we have put God first through tithing and giving. We have discovered that he's met every need. We have never been left in want. We have never been left in need. We've never been left hanging out to dry. He's always been there. He's always supplied. He's always met every need. Is there anybody in here that can testify that he has met every need in your life? There's even moments when it feels like, you know what? that there is more that is going out than is coming in. But we make a decision. We're going to stay faithful to you, God. We're going to give to you. Because in Malachi 3:11, God gives an amazing promise. He says, I will rebuke the devourer that comes against your life. Because hell is after you. He wants to devour you. But God says, if you just test me in this, I'm going to rebuke the devourer of your life. I'll be with you every step of the way. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to supply every need that you have. You either trust him and have faith in him or you don't. But he will rebuke the devourer off of your life. He's not going to leave you in want. He's not going to leave you in need. But he's going to be faithful. Just like we were singing earlier. All of my life, you have been faithful. God will stand true to his word. He will stand true to his promises when we give of our time, our talent, and our treasure. You ever ask the question, God, how can you use me? How can I leave a legacy? It's by giving of your time, your talent, and your treasure. Give, and it will be given unto you. You know, God himself exemplified giving to its fullest. Because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave. Give, and it will be given unto you. I want you to stand with me all across this room. And as we look at John 3:16, we see that God, he gave his best. He gave his only. And Jesus gave his best. He gave his all. He gave his entire life. And I believe that we can give our best. I believe that we can give our all. And we can let God use us. And we can begin to leave a good legacy. We can surrender and we can be given the best life and the blessed life possible. Give and it will be given unto you. I want you to bow your heads and I want you to close your eyes just for a moment. Because you may be here and you may be in this house and you may feel like that you have given him your time. You have given him your talent. You have given him your treasure. But somewhere along the way, somewhere along life's journey, the enemy discouraged you. The enemy lied to you. And where you were once giving of your time, your talent, and your treasure, you found yourself maybe giving less of those things. And you can say, I was giving of my time, but now I just don't have time anymore. Life is, I just don't have any time to give. You may say, I was allowing God to use my talents, but I don't feel my talents and my abilities are good enough anymore. You might even say, you know what? I was giving of my treasure. I was sowing into the kingdom of God, but things have happened. Life has happened, and there just doesn't seem to be enough anymore. You surrendered parts of your life. But you know today that as we celebrate Jesus as the reason for this season, you know that it's time to live a life of giving again, giving of your time, your talent, and your treasure. You've surrendered parts of your life, but you want to surrender wholly, wholly unto him again in your life, and you need a fresh start in Jesus this morning. If that's you, I just want you to slip your hand up in the air. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I see those hands going up. I'm going to give you another opportunity. Maybe you've given of your time, your talent, and your treasure, but things happened, and you know it's time to surrender to Him again and to experience a fresh start in Jesus. If that's you, you need a fresh start in Him. I just want you to lift your hand in this room. Amen. 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 Maybe you keep your hand raised as a sign of surrender to Him. Maybe you're here in this place, and maybe you feel like, you know what? I've never surrendered my life totally and completely to God. I've never even given Him the opportunity to use me of my time, my talent, and my treasure, but I want God to use me. I want to leave a good legacy. And this morning, for the very first time in your life, you want to surrender your life to Jesus for the very first time. If that's you, just lift up your hand and you want God to use you. Amen. Amen. Listen, I want you to put your hand over your heart if you lifted your hand. In fact, everybody just put your hand over your heart in this room. I just want to pray for you now. And if you lifted your hand, I want you to talk to God in your own way. Tell Him how you want to surrender to Him. Ask Him for forgiveness. Ask Him for a fresh start. Because right now, you can receive His grace. You can begin again. And He can begin to use you of your time, your talent, and your treasure to use you to serve Him and His kingdom. Father, we thank You for Your promises. God, I thank You for, God, even every hand that was lifted in this room, that, God, of folks needing to surrender to You and needed a fresh start. God, we ask that You just forgive us of the moments, God, where we made mistakes, where, God, we may even have felt like we let You down. But, God, right now, we surrender wholly to You again. God, we ask that You begin to do a new work in us. And Father, we pray, God, that You would just take us, that You would use us for Your glory. Jesus, right now, we make You the center of our life in everything that we do. And we surrender ourselves to You. Take us, use us for Your glory, for Your power, for Your honor. God, You have blessed us so that we can be a blessing. God, You have given us grace. So now may we impart grace to other people. God, anything that we give, anything that we give will be given back to us. God, You are a faithful God. God, we thank You for Your promises. We thank You for Your word. God, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for a fresh start and a newness in You. Take us and use us for Your glory so that everyone can experience You, Jesus. We love You. We praise You. In Jesus' name, this church said, amen. Amen.